Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is Plush Care. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
BuckTracks Liquor salutes our local men and women who are first responders, from EMTs, fire and police departments that serve and protect our communities, to those serving in our military. Let's remember those who protect and save our lives and show them our appreciation for their dedication. BuckTracks Liquor is where you'll find all your game day beers, wines, and liquors. From top shelf products to imported brews, stop by BuckTracks Liquors at 430 Old Whitetail Drive in Wilton or visit them online at bucktracksliquor.com.
Good morning, everybody. It is time for another one of our previews here on the Blue Room. Again, it's for Subscribers Weekly. And with no transfers really to talk about from an Edmonton perspective, we looked at the present in regards to the preseason tour and ahead to a preseason tour as well. The Blues, it was confirmed last week, they are going down under mid-season when the World Cup's on to play a couple of games. Going to be fantastic for all those Aussie Blues down there. And we spoke to our very own Aussie Blue and Ryan Reynolds, and not that one, about how he's feeling about Everton going to Australia to play a couple of matches and what kind of impact there will be out there and what kind of good things the Blues can do out there as well. If you want to hear this show in full, where we also discuss the pre-season tour to America and Everton's lack of transfer activity so far, it's over on Patreon on the Blue Room Extra. It's patreon.com/theblueroomextra. Listen to this hours-long show in full, along with content coming up every day throughout the week as we build up to Everton's first pre-season game of the season and hopefully some signings as well. It's patreon.com/theblueroomextra. Works out about £1 a week. You can cancel it anytime you'd like. And we're building up to the new season, which should be fascinating. Hopefully we'll see it over there. In the meantime, here's Ryan and his excitement at seeing the Blues in the flesh in a few months.
Oh, mate, I am so excited. I know it's only going to be sort of like a mini-season break and we may not have a super squad over there, but it's just going to be so good. It actually came up in my Facebook memories today that it's been 12 years since we were last in Australia. So to actually see them back live in the flesh and without having to travel halfway across the world is going to be absolutely fantastic. Definitely there's a massive buzz down here within the Australian Evertonians that, you know, we finally get to see them. And for a lot of people, it might be the first time they've actually seen the club. You know, Tim Cahill obviously brought a lot of Toffees through, you know, and that sort of happened post that period when they were sort of last out. So it's going to be a really exciting time. The Celtic game on the Sunday, or Sunday morning, your time, I think that'll be massive, obviously, with the Ange Postecoglou link. Legendary coach in Australian terms. Hopefully one day we'll see him in the Premier League. But and then, yeah, Western Sydney a couple of days later, which will be an interesting test. They were pretty rubbish last season. I think they finished third from the bottom. But also have an Everton link in Jack Rodwell, who played there last year. Don't know whether he'll be at the club next season. There's a few clubs in for him here to play next year. He only signed a one-year contract. But I think what we'll get with Western Sydney is a pretty physical sort of contest. As you can imagine, Australian football is not the most skillful, but they do tend to bring a sense of physicality. The strength in the league has definitely gone up in the last sort of 5 or 6 years. They're focusing a lot more on trying to bring some younger kids through rather than sort of having those marquee signings. So it'll be a good test. They'll put up a good fight. And I think that's sort of what you want. You don't want a top class opposition, you know, sort of in those practice games, but you want enough to have a contest just to keep you ticking over and hopefully no injuries.
Yeah, I mean, you said there about the, obviously there's a bit of a buzz around Aussie Evertonians, which is natural, but I think obviously initially it was going to be the Old Firm, wasn't it, game. It was going to be Rangers against Celtic, and I think it was going to be the first time they'd played each other outside of Scotland. I mean, has it made, what's been like the sort of overall general reaction to it? Is the disappointment that that game's not going to be played, the Old Firm one in Australia, and what would have been a historic one? Or is it a bit more of, well, we're getting a Premier League side, which may bring its own kind of gravitas in itself?
Well, I think the whole Old Firm derby thing, the reaction from a lot of people was anger, I'd imagine. Even a lot of the Celtic and Rangers fans over here, I don't think were super keen to see that played in Australia. And certainly the reaction from Scotland, from what I was reading, was of a similar ilk, that obviously there's enough for Rangers to pull the pin on it. So I think in that regard, they probably made the right call just through public backlash. The everyday sports fan would have gone in a heartbeat to have a bit of a look, that's for sure. But I think what you find is that the attraction of the Premier League is so significant now, even in Australia, you know, outside of those top six or top four clubs, that, you know, there's a significant amount of chatter about, you know, Everton coming out. I think we've got Palace out at the moment, Aston Villa's coming out, and certainly they're getting a heap of media attention. So in terms of, like, growing the club on a global basis and trying to expand into Australia, it may not be the big shiny market like America is, but there's certainly enough money sort of floating around and a strong enough support for the Toffees. They've sort of dedicated three whole bays of what they've termed is active support, where I'd imagine there'll be flags and banners and all that sort of stuff. So I'm pretty confident that it'll be a really good atmosphere for those who are going to get up early in the morning to watch it over there for you guys.
Yeah, mate, I want to see you on the stands with a blue flare in hand. That's what you want. Even the chorus of Spirit of the Blues.
I want to see you cuffed and taken away from the team. Just go crazy, mate, honestly. Do you know what I wanted to ask you about? It was obviously because the World Cup's happening while we're over there. I presume then, does that mean access to it for, like, your average sports fan to want to go to it? I mean, is it going to be clamour for tickets and there'll be a sellout? So what's sort of your take on that?
No, the stadium that they're playing in is, especially the Celtic game, is significant. I think I'd have to Google it, but you're probably talking 60, 70,000 seats.
Brilliant.
So, you know, like, I don't think it'll be one of those sort of places where it'll generally sell out. I think if you really want a ticket, you'll be able to get one. But that being said, you know what the Australian sports people are like. I think you'll get a really strong crowd. The A-League one is at a smaller venue, basically because there's no A-League fans. Like, the crowds are really small for A-League fixtures. So, you know, that'd be relying largely on whatever support Everton can bring to that game. It's also getting played outside of Sydney, which is a bit of a pain, and it's about an hour out of town. So, you know, that sort of will dull the impact of the everyday sports fan coming to want to watch some Premier League sides. But certainly at that big stadium, that's where they played the Asian Cup final when Australia hosted it. So it's a good footballing ground, and I think there'll be a decent-sized crowd there, that's for sure.
Brilliant. You know, it's funny that you mention like the average Australian sports fan, because my little anecdote that I've got, when I was over in Australia, like I said to you before we started, 2008, the first time I came over, when Beijing was happening with the Olympics. And I remember walking around Melbourne, obviously absolutely stunning place, walking around, went to a couple of bars and whatnot. And I've never seen anything like it in terms of passion for your country as well. And I know how many times we have the laughing and joking about the cricket whenever England or Australia play. In fact, we spoke about it just before we started, didn't we? That England actually look half decent for once and might give you a game.
It's quaking in his boots about the Ashes next summer, I think.
But the thing that was that sort of becomes so apparent to me is, like, when we went inside the bar whilst the Olympics was on, and obviously there's so many different sports with the Olympics, and I remember going into a bar and I'd see, like, a gang of lads there having a few beers and stuff with Australian shirts on, the Australian flags on, and stuff like that. And they'd be just getting behind like events that you would not ever consider to be, have a huge amount of supporters, i.e. archery and stuff like that. I was like, this was just like completely new culture to me, walking into somewhere and seeing like that much passion for just for the sake that they were Australian. I mean, you know what? Well, I presume you know what we're like over here, Ryan, in terms of like we're really cynical when it comes to a lot. Well, general life, in my opinion, but you know, in terms of the way England are, I think cricket and rugby is where I'm a semi passionate England fan, in inverted commas. Certainly not the football, because I can take it or leave it with England. It's great that you see Pickford doing so well for them, and Calvert-Lewin hopefully gets back, Anthony Gordon as well for the under-21s, under-23s, whatever they're called these days. But yeah, man, it properly got to me seeing how everyone just come out in their droves to watch literally anyone Australian, anything touching Australia. There were so many people behind them. I actually find that quite nice and refreshing compared to what it's like over here.
I tell you what, you haven't experienced it unless you sit at the pub watching an Australian in the artistic gymnastics, and then you get all of us going, I can't believe she did the double tuck pike. She should have done the quadruple somersault roll. Like, what are you doing, love? Like, this is Olympics.
He's got Ben Godfrey with the bow and arrow. Archery in the warm-up before the game. The last thing I wanted to ask you on it, Ryan. Obviously, like Dave mentioned, the World Cup's on. And Australia are in it as well, which is obviously great for, you know, building up attention. They qualified in a crazy way with that lunatic goalkeeper doing his mad shtick on the penalty shootout. But do you think that, I mean, when a World Cup's on there and Australia are in it, does it really heighten the interest in footy, or does it sort of just simmer on the same sort of level like it does when the Premier League's on? Will there be like a swell of interest in football, in soccer, that people will go, well, actually, there's a game on down the road here with a Premier League side. I'm going to go and watch that because I'm liking what I'm seeing on the telly.
A little bit. I think any time Australia's on the national stage, especially at the World Cup, there's a significantly heightened interest. Particularly during our golden generation with, you know, the Kuehl, Viduka, Cahill type era where we're actually quite good. I think this year or this time around, expectations are very, very small. The squad's not great. I don't know how they qualified, to be fair. It still defies logic that team with that manager can actually get to a World Cup. But anyway, we're going to be there. I think, you know, what it does is it'll attract the once a year type supporter who'll sit up and watch it, but I don't necessarily think it'll reflect, you know, to bums on seats. What I think you'll get more is that your Premier League fan, someone who might be a Leicester supporter, say, will come and have a look. That's their one chance to get the Premier League action. You know, that's where it'll be more than the mums and dads who might stay up to 1 a.m. and watch the Socceroos every 4 years.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.